Well, welcome to this podcast. I'm speaking now with the former district officer, Superintendent Mick Brady. Welcome back.
Shane, it's always to be. I've been a part of this community for more than two decades, so it's something that I hold dear to my heart, and it's wonderful to be back here, particularly on your radio station.
You've given so much. You've spent a lot of time doing a lot of good things, both in policing and in the community, which is brilliant, and you're still doing it.
Well, I still do. I still volunteer on a lot of those committees that I'm on, but particularly here, it's part of my makeup and it's part of me, so it's good.
One message stands clear from your story, and that is this could happen to you. You could be in Mount Isa, Brisbane, Charleville with two people. You know, it could happen to you anywhere. It could happen to anybody at any time, and that's the key point. Now, the specifics is you had a robbery.
Look, you're exactly right, and I'm here to sort of get the message out to people to be, I guess, for me, not complacent. Mm. But we had the break-in and we had a lot of property stolen. But what was stolen that it's just so dear to me was my honour board. So when I retired, they put my original hat badge on. They've put on my all my medals, the Australian medals that you've got, which are originals and can never be replaced. You know, it's worth nothing to nobody else. It's mine and it'll be handed through. So, yeah. You can't be complacent.
It's a memory to you. It's your hard work that spent a lifetime making happen, and you can't replace that. And that's why you say it's worthless to anyone else, but it is to you.
Look, exactly right. When you get presented with something from the community, because a lot of those medals that I got in my service throughout the last, you know, nearly 40 years was recognised from the community. That's what's so important to me. I don't want this to happen to anybody else. If they're thinking of storing something or, you know, if they're going away for a while, have a quick think about what you can do for security, because things can be replaced. Those sorts of personal memories that only, you know, are really unique to yourself, they cannot be replaced.
Here's the point. Now, most people think, they end up not really thinking very much. And you say it yourself. You've tried to ensure that they're protected and you've taken some reasonable steps to do so. But it wasn't enough.
No, it's not enough. And I think for us, because we're moving into a new house, we had a few things stored, actually a lot of things stored, but maybe those personal ones, if you take a second to think about what happens if it does get stolen, is there a better way of doing things? Look at it. For me, I really should have left that with family. I should have left it with family.
And quite often, it's the memories that are taken away and you can't replace those.
No, and that's very personal, and you're exactly right. So, but if the community can help in this matter, that would be great. If they can help in any matter, that would be great. If any information that anyone can pass on, that's fabulous. So if people will click on the link, have a look at some of the unique items that were taken, it just may lead me back to my medals, and it just may stop it from happening to somebody else.
Don't forget to check out the full website. We're going to give you the details, obviously, when we post it. Read it, understand it. If you have seen something, someone has left something in their backyard and you, hang on, that reminds me of this podcast.
Oh, exactly right. Anything helps.
Make a report to Crime Stoppers, 1-300-333-000. Make a report to them. It's anonymous. No one has to know who you are. Even your IP address is not even revealed. It's important. Send in a message and one bit of information may be just the building block to cure the case.
Exactly right, Shane.
This is Morton Bay's Home of Classic Hits, 101.5, keeping you informed and connected on 101.5.